You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So for the better part of 26 years, my mind was in charge of me.
Yeah.
Which is why I made all these horrible decisions. Once you take control of your mind, you start making decisions for yourself versus your mind making decisions for you. For me, my routine is every night I stretch out. And I stretch out for 2 or 3 hours every single night without fail.
Yeah.
And while I'm stretching out, I'm thinking about my plan for the next day. And I'm thinking about all these different obstacles that may come up. So basically, a lot of us aren't prepared for life. We get up willy-nilly and just hope life is going to happen. It is going to happen. But it's going to happen with a prepared mind or an unprepared mind. Most people attack life with an unprepared mind. What I do is I try to account for all things that could happen, might happen, probably will happen, and then the unknowns. So basically, I can't account for everything, but I do know there could be some things that come up in life that you need to be ready for. I know for a fact I'm not going to want to work out tomorrow. Therefore, I'm preparing my mind for that. I don't want to do that. I know tomorrow will come with some difficult decisions to make. It may come with getting a phone call saying someone died. This happened, that happened. I'm always preparing myself, not in a morbid way, but just like, look, man, be ready for life. Don't let life just start attacking you left and right. Make sure that you start to build a mental armor so then you're ready for life. And that comes with a very physical way, and the physical helps out the mental. It was something I realized I had zero discipline, zero self-discipline. And I realized I have to start developing this. And I started really because I was horrible at reading and I was horrible at writing. I have so many learning disabilities, it's not even funny. So I just sit down at the table and spend so much time in this reading and writing and learning. And that kind of translated over to my self-discipline with working out. So that's where it started. I started when I was about 16 years old and said, well, I have a fourth grade reading level. You know, let me go ahead now and start really focusing because I'm not going to get in the military because I got to pass the test.
Yeah.
So that's where it started for me. It's more important to own your weaknesses. You have to really triple down on those, man, because why? You want to become a full human being. We like to run away from weaknesses. Like, for instance, if you're good at running, all you want to do is run. If you're great at reading, you have several books. But we don't do those things that we're not good at. So for me, I realized, shit, man, like I keep on running away from these things I'm not good at. I have to dive into these things. I have to become one with these things. And that's what happened. And so I own them both.
Yeah.
And I talk very openly about them both. I can't do it. There may be some days I get up with poopy pants and I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this, man. Like, what am I training for? I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit. And I sit around and I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, fuck that, man. Not every day. Yeah. It's those bad days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. And I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone and you have to work on and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are. The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. And what I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. We love all that shit. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. It's okay to say, you know what, man? I'm fucked up. So you got to go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out. It may take months. It may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time. No one knows their purpose because it's too loud. Find your purpose. From there, all right, you got to start planning. People love the planning phase because it's very comfortable. Mm. Then from the planning phase, you got to go to execution. So the execution phase, what we all hate, because that's where the real work.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Begins, and that's when the failure happens, and the failure, and the failure. So, but you know, that's kind of how you have to do it. Honestly, what's funny about this is people may hear all this and say, God, this guy is such a structured guy, talking about demons, getting over things. That sounds like his whole life. It's true, but I'm the most peaceful person on the planet Earth, even with like the conversation. I gotta go to the gym, I have to do this, I have to do that. Every day I'm winning. Every day I'm winning the other voice in my head. So I'm at peace with myself. Mm. The things I do for fun are like me bettering myself.
Yeah.
I love sports, I love watching sports, but I also love accomplishing and overcoming myself every day. Because every day is a battle. Every day is a battle because your mind wants to choose the path of least resistance. Every day. But you don't become better by ever doing that. Mm. You become normal. And I don't want to be normal. Mm. So it may not be a life for everybody, but I find a lot of peace in not being normal in my life. Mm. To be at the point of your life where you don't care about being judged. You can be in a room of a million people and they all hate you. And you walk in and you go like this. Because not because you're angry at them, because you know yourself. Inside and out. And you know that you've put yourself through hell to be where you're at today. You've walked the walk, you've talked the talk, and you've walked the walk. And that's, to me, what it's all about. Mm. It's all about putting those boots on the ground and getting after it every day. And once you do that, you have a feeling about yourself that no one can ever take away or even understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Life beat me the fuck up. Bad. Mm. I was knocked out in the 12th round of a 15-round, you know, heavyweight bout. I was knocked out. But what happened was in the 12th round, when the challenger turned his back on me, I was getting the fuck up. And I got up and won the next three rounds and knocked that motherfucker out in the 15th round. So that's my mind about can't hurt me. I was hurt, man. Like, literally, I had to overcome so much those first 26 years of my life. And I still do every day today. You know, it's not over. Nah. But the mentality of can't hurt me is just that. No matter what's in front of you, man, you have to face, you have to confront, you have to overcome and move forward. Mm. So my father, you know, some of the kids that bullied me, my learning disabilities, all these things I went through in life, stuttering, you know, has so many different issues, failing and failing and failing, I had to overcome them. Or they would have overcame me. Yeah, those scars are real. Those scars are proof that, you know, your past is real. Mm. So they're never going to go away. I own them, But I'm proud of my childhood. I'm proud because without all of these lessons in life, and everybody says this bullshit, I mean it. Mm. I mean it because I was able to look at my childhood and how I grew up as the ultimate training ground for my life. Someone, there has to be some people in this on this planet Earth who have my mentality. Mm. As gross as it is to some people, and as far off as it is and not understood, there has to be some people like me on this planet Earth. Has to be some warriors out there that are able to take this mindset and do something with it. So that right there, once you are able to look at your life and realize that all these bad things are actually the ultimate training ground for what you're going to, you know, encounter in life, you start looking at your past very differently. I was angry once I was able to uncover the rug.
Yeah.
And look at all these different shells that I collected over the years and say, wow, that fucked me up. And that one fucked me up even worse than that one. And shit, that one was real bad. And because what happens is when you start to collect all these shells, and these shells are bad things of your life, and you put them in your nice treasure chest and you hide them, you know, because it reminds you of where you're at, but you don't want to visit them all the time. When I started visiting these shells, I was like, my God, man, this was a tough, tough way to go. But now looking back on it, man, I don't have any more shells. Mm. So now you have to learn to, now what's your passion?
Yeah.
So now my passion is still trying to find out what is left. What is more? Mm. Is it, can I be driven without the anger? Mm. And I can be. I've only dissected 44 years of my life. While I'm still living, I'm still in my live autopsy. So, you know, right now, until I'm dead, I'm still examining human potential. How far can the mind go? How far can we go as human beings? So that's, you know, I call myself the Stephen Hawking of the mind. Mm. You know, he was obsessed with everything he ever dove into. You know, the guy couldn't walk or anything, you know, so he was like, the mind, that's one thing he didn't want to lose. Mm. And I became obsessed with it because it's the one thing that controlled me. So I became obsessed with this, what is this fucking thing up here that just has me on a tightrope and just walks me into all these horrible decisions I make and makes me feel so pathetic and weak and insignificant and dumb and stupid and everything. Mm. I got to get control of this thing. Mm. But it's amazing that once you get control of that thing, how far you can go. I'm big into visualization and also self-talk. Mm. But also, like, where do I want to be in life? Where do I see myself? And then I start making these plans and how I'm going to get there. And I don't deviate from that plan. Mm. So that's kind of how I do them now. I mean, it's a lot more to it than that, but it's a lot of quiet time. I shut out a lot of noise. I only have people in my life that need to be there. If you don't need to be in my life, I'm not about acquiring more friends. I'm not about noise. I'm about, okay, are you trying to go somewhere? You can jump on board. Mm. If not, I don't want to hear all your problems. Do you have a solution for your problem? That's what I'm all about right now. Mm. So I'm not about whining, bitching, complaining. I'm about, okay, we need to go this way. Mm. So that's the biggest thing. I forget his name, and I'm not trying to meet him anytime soon. That's not it. But I'm fascinated with the guy Free Solo. He's another guy very similar to me, even though I'm not climbing rocks like he did. Mm. He has a passion to do something, and he's in at all costs. And what he was doing, what he did, I'm not so impressed with what he did. I'm impressed with how he shut the whole world out when he was doing it. To be able to pull that off, you have to be willing to accept death. You have to be willing to accept you're not going to see your loved ones anymore. You can't care about your loved ones when you're on that rock. Nothing mattered to him but that rock. Those people fascinate me. Those people who are able to put themselves in a place like that. And very few people understand that. To want something so badly. I'm not saying that, because I don't think he believed that he was going to die. I don't. I believe that he was willing to sacrifice everything to pull that off. Those are the people. And there's very few people like that who are willing to say, you know what, man? You don't get me. Because your feet are nice and firm on the ground. That's where you want to put them. But for me, there's more to life than that. And for him, that lasted, I don't know, 3-4 hours. That took him, I don't know. It took him a while. It's over now. He risked everything for just a few hours on a rock. And I've done that with my own self, with my own personal life, is I've risked so much, but what he gained and what I've gained in these 3 or 4 hours, in these moments, are something that people will never know, because they've never put themselves on the rock for 3 or 4 hours and put everything on the rock. And that's something that very few people can understand. So they think he's crazy. And those are the people I can't talk to, because it's not craziness. He found something, like I found something. I found this. I'm exploring this. He was exploring this. He explored it on a rock. I explored in different venues. So those are the amazing people, that's what I find amazing, who are willing to say, look, honey, I love you, but you have to understand something. I have to go away for a while here. I may not be with you all the time, because it takes 100% focus to pull this off. I need quiet. I need dedication. I need sacrifice from myself. And I need full support, because it's going to cost everything to do this one thing that takes 3 or 4 hours. That's the dedication I'm looking for.
Right.
And that's the dedication that does not exist in this world. Does not. But what makes it so crazy to me is so many people have that ability. They haven't taken the time to see what they want in life. Therefore, he's crazy. I'm crazy. They put a title on us. And you know what a title does to people? A title is the greatest separator of all time. It allows you to go away in your comfort zone saying, he's just nuts. He's special. Special person. That gives you a get out of jail free card. You can go ahead and be normal now, because we're special people. No, we found what we want in life. That's all it is. That's all it is. And very few people, they're all confused. Life's confusing because they make it confusing. So in the first 100-mile race I did, I wasn't prepared for it. And I won't go deep into the story, but I detail it well in the book. Basically, I ran 101 miles in 19 hours and 6 minutes unprepared. Shit on myself, pissed blood down my leg, had 30 miles to go. Horrible, worst pain of my entire life. In that 19 hours and 6 minutes, and that's all it was, I lived 100 years. I was able to pack 100 years in 19 hours and 6 minutes. All the emotions, the highs, the lows, the trauma, the failure, the success, the victories, everything you can put in a life, I put it in 19 hours and 6 minutes. And the beauty that comes out the other side of that, what happens in that time frame when you're at mile 70 and you're all fucked up and your body is destroyed and you have 31 miles to go, and you now have 31 miles to go, you're in the worst shape of your life with 31 miles to go. It's in that 31 miles that I was able to crack open another part of the human mind, a part that very few people are able to examine, because why? They're not willing to go there. Like back to the rock. I guarantee you, when he was climbing that thing and he had ropes on, he was thinking, shit, man, I can only imagine this is going to be with no ropes at all, making some of these moves that I'm falling with ropes. You have to go to a different focus. The focus has to be so heightened that very few people, they even understand that, but they have it in them. They have it in them to go there. But you have to go to a place of fear, of suffering, of pain, of doubt. And that's when your mind, if it knows it's not going to quit, it opens up. And once it opens up, that's my 40% rule. Once you can open your mind up, when it knows it's not going to quit, it finds more. It finds more focus. It finds more power. It finds more drive. And that's what gets you through the 31 miles. That's what gets him so hyper-focused on that one little nodule to put his finger on. And that's what you find in those moments. But without those moments, you don't know what you're capable of, because you're living a very structured life without risk. It's not addictive at all, because you don't want to live there, you know, but it's definitely a place that makes you look at people very differently. Because once you see, it's different if I was born with a silver spoon and everything was given to me and life came easy. But knowing where I came from and where I'm at now, just because I was able to crack open a few more doors, that's what's disappointing for me, for other people. You know, so it's not that I want to live there. I know I can go there. And once again, I know other people can go there. So I guess that's the thing with me is I know I have the ability now to go to a place that's very, very hyper-focused that I can accomplish some pretty amazing feats. Not because I'm amazing, because I allowed my mind to be open-minded for the possibilities of what can I achieve. Well, the thing about it is funny, man, all these catchphrases people always say, you know, failure is a part of life and failure is how you grow. I've said all that stuff before, but it really is a bunch of shit. You know, I'm so tired of hearing all these fucking cliche, fucking, you know, like goal setting, fucking posters and all that shit. Half the people who write that shit aren't even doing the shit they're talking about. Half the people talk about failure, you know, they're fucking millionaires sitting back at some nice house or whatever the fuck they're talking about. So it makes me fucking nuts. The reason why I believe I can talk on failure is because I'm still failing today and I'm failing in a major way and I'm living when I'm talking. So many people who talk about all this shit, they're has-beens. They're people who used to do it back in the day and now I talk about it. Are you living it today? So for me, failure is it's something that you should be afraid of. It should be afraid of, but that's why you should go out there and challenge yourself to fail. Because if you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough. So for me, okay, I'm going to go out and break the Guinness Book of World Records for pull-ups. Lofty goal, which is why I failed it twice before I finally got it. I knew going into everything I've ever done in my life, Navy SEAL training, three times before I got it. Everything I've ever done in my life took me three times before I got it. I knew that there was a huge possibility of failure. But what I gained from failure is this. When you see a movie and you watch a movie about a person who keeps failing, and at the end, they succeed. How do you feel after you watch that movie? Amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I become the movie. I want to feel how I feel watching someone else in the movie. When I watched Rocky get his ass kicked and I watched all these different things of failure, I was able to put myself there and say, God, man, how much do you feel now that you finally got there? That's what failure has done to me. I've watched so many things and watched someone succeed at the end of it. It's like, God, I want to feel like that. But failure causes that one feeling. Without that failure involved, you don't have that feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.